Blog Talk Radio.
Bless God today, saints. This is Tafwe Naioni, your host of In the Spirit on Blog Talk Radio. Today's show is being broadcast from Durham, North Carolina, and today is Saturday, August 2nd. Today we're going to talk about what it means to develop a Christ-like mind. How do we go about setting our minds on the things of Christ? And one of the first things that we have to do is change our thinking attitude from that of a negative one to that of a positive one. Many people experience a spiritual rebirth, but they do not renew their minds in order to truly grasp the thoughts of the Spirit of God. They do not align their personal lives according to the thoughts of God. So in order to walk with God, we must first engraft God's type of consciousness to our own. Romans 12:2 admonishes us to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. Many people still live daily with their old mindsets even after being converted. The old way of thinking is limiting, and God becomes limited by the wrong kind of thoughts that we still hold on to. The renewing of our minds is a process and a lifestyle change that develops with practice. Remember, God will not dwell in a polluted mind. We must consciously decide to change the way we used to think and adjust our behaviors accordingly. Even in those minute instances when we would normally react instinctively, it is at that moment in time where we must recognize that old pattern of thinking or behavior and then instantly decide to make an adjustment and respond with the wisdom of Christ. Wisdom is the ability to see with discernment, to view life as God perceives it. And the Bible tells us, in all our getting, get understanding. Now, understanding is the skill to respond with insight. And knowledge is the rare trait of learning with perception, discovering, and growing. So we're supposed to walk in this life. Our life is supposed to be about discerning. We have that ability. We have to practice using it. We are supposed to view life as God sees it, as He perceives it. Understanding is the skill to respond with insight. And skills, we have to hone those skills. And we hone those skills by practicing them. We practice how to respond through the mind of Christ. We practice how to respond with insight. We practice how to approach a situation. If we know something is happening, something's about to happen, we know we're going to be faced with a situation, we have to practice that. How are we going to approach this situation? And then act accordingly. Knowledge is learned behavior. We have to learn how to be perceptive. We have to tune into the Spirit of God to hone that skill of being perceptive. And in all that process, we're discovering and we're growing as a result of what we're learning, and we're growing as a result of the steps that we're implementing in our lives on a daily basis, steps that are helping to take us to the next level. It is crucial for us to practice biblical ethics in all our daily activities and interactions with other people, especially since we intermingle every day mostly in a secular and ungodly society. When our mind is developed in the Spirit, it means that we incorporate biblical standards, spiritual standards, in our decision-making process. It means that we are developing Christ-like characteristics. We're displaying such traits that's described in Galatians 5:22, the fruit of the Spirit. We're acting in love. We have more joy and peace, and we're long-suffering. We deal with kindness and goodness. We're faithful. We're meek, and we have self-control. We exhibit temperance in our behavior. It means that we're striving to live our life under the direction of the indwelling Holy Spirit so that the fruit may be manifested in our life. When our mindset has been renewed or is in the process of being renewed, we are learning to think on the things of God as Philippians 4:9 instructs us, that whatever things are true, whatever things are noble or honest, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue or anything praiseworthy, those are the things that we are supposed to be meditating on every day. If we're watching programs that don't line up with these guidelines, then we know we're operating in a negative environment. And it's at that moment that we need to capture that thought or anything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God and bring that thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. When we are developing our Christ-like minds, we develop a mindset that is reflective and constantly meditating on the goodness of Christ. Certainly our mind controls our actions. All that we do or say first comes from our mind. The mind not only refers to our thought process, but our attitude and the disposition that we have toward life. Thank you for listening to this portion of In the Spirit on Blog Talk Radio. We're going to open up the phone lines now. So please call in at 646-716-5180 now. You're listening to In the Spirit on Blog Talk Radio, and this is your host, Tapoe Nione. If you enjoyed this show or any of the other shows from In the Spirit and you want to quickly link to it in the future, then go ahead and right now mark it as your favorite. So the next time, all you have to do is click on a thumbnail and it'll take you right into the site where you can listen to the broadcast. Also, take a moment to rate the show and leave a comment. I'd love to get feedback from you. You can also visit our website at www.womeninthelord.net for more information. So again, the phone lines are open, so call in at 646-716-5180. We're ready to take your calls now about this show. If you want to continue the conversation, let me hear from you. Again, the call-in number is 646-716-5180. Bless God, and thank you for listening again to this portion of In the Spirit. The phone lines are now open, so please call 646-716-5180. And again, this is your host, Tafwe Nione, and you're listening to In the Spirit on Blog Talk Radio. So,
So again, if you like what you heard on this show and want to quickly link to it in the future, then go ahead and right now and mark it as your favorite. So the next time, all you have to do is click on a thumbnail, and it'll take you to the site. And again, take a moment to rate the show and leave a comment. We'd love to hear from you. And you can also visit the website, www.womeninthelord.net. So we've been basically talking about renewing our mind and some of the steps that we have to take to implement. It's not going to happen through osmosis, and we have to break old habits and traditions that we've held on to for so long, traditions that have shaped our mindset and our thoughts. And sometimes it's hard to get out of those patterns that we've developed for ourselves. But it's not impossible. The point is, we have to practice and be aware and deliberately set about to make the changes necessary. So I didn't get a chance to talk to you last week. I was in a process of moving into a new location. So that's been keeping me busy all week. And I'm in my new location, but I still have a lot of work to do, as you can imagine. It's quite a hectic task. But I'm still no less blessed to have this opportunity to be with you today. And I'd like to let you know that next week we'll have a guest speaker on the show. This gentleman is one extraordinary person who is doing extraordinary things here in the Durham, North Carolina area with his campaign for wealth. I'm talking about Minister Ronnie Sturtevant, who is the founder of Campaign for Wealth. He'll be joining us next week to discuss his strategy for creating wealth the biblical way and share with us tips for reducing and eliminating our debt. So you won't want to miss next week's show. So be sure to tune in next Saturday at 4:30 to learn more about the Campaign for Wealth and how you can join in this phenomena that's sweeping across North Carolina. I'd like to remind you that the phone lines are open. Guests, you can call in at 646-716-5180. And the topic today is renewing your minds. And I'd like to pose this question out to the listening audience. What steps are you taking every day consciously to change an old habit? To change your life for the better? What are you doing to make the changes in your life necessary to get you to the next phase of success in your life? Call me now and let me know. Again, the number is 646-716-5180. You know, it is our duty as children of God to develop a spiritual world and life view which will serve to guide us in all our thoughts and actions. This is a lifelong process and is taught in your Bible, your basic instruction before leaving Earth. You know, the owner's manual that we talked about the other week. Very few of us have undergone a thorough conversion in our thinking. Some of the reasons why is a lack of discipleship, or even the lack of discipleship, lack of knowledge, too much worldliness, and all of these result in a lack of a spiritual conversion. To have a spiritual mindset is to have the mind of Christ, to have his views of things, and we must have a spiritually informed view of life. So again, the number to call in is 646-716-5180. I have all these numbers flashing before me. I have to get used to this. I love doing the radio show. I love being part of the Blog Talk Radio community. And it is a learning process and quite different from the process that I've gone through with recording for the radio station. But I love this. I love having the flexibility of doing in the Blog Talk Show. So bear with me. It's a learning process and a growing process as well. So let me hear from you. Call in again. The number is 646-716-5180. So we're continuing our discussion on renewing the mind, having the mindset of God. The word mind can refer to more than just the thought process. The Apostle Paul used the word mind on many occasions to refer to the attitude and disposition that an individual has toward life, and uses the word to indicate purpose, inclination, and intent. That's interesting. Our mind inclines us to do the things that we do, and hopefully with some purpose and intent. We have to live our life purposely and focus on, again, incorporating spiritual principles into every area of our lives. We have many phases of our lives. We have our work life, we have our home life, we have the life that we want to live for ourselves. But in spite of that, what matters the most is the life that we live that represents Christ in all areas of our lives. And again, the number for the guest to call in is 646-716-5180. And we have about 13 minutes left to the show, and I'd love to hear from you. So give me a call and let me know what you think about the show, or voice your concerns about some issues that you're dealing with, or some issues that you've dealt with today, or even if you have a prayer request. We're certainly here to do that with you as well. The number to call in if you have a prayer request is 646-716-5180. So we're going to take a little break here, and I will be back on a line in about 2 minutes. I want to take a 2-minute break. And we'll open up the phone line again to take calls. And also visit the website at http://womeninthelord.net. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Dreams inside your heart that you've discovered.
This is your host, Tafwe Naioni of In the Spirit and Blog Talk Radio. The call-in number for the guest is 646-716-5180, and the phone lines are open now to receive your calls. I hope you enjoyed that brief intermission. That was Tremaine Hawkins singing Aim Your Arrow High. And that's what we all intend to do, and we do that through renewing our minds. Building a strong foundation of faith in your heart by the Word of God is what will enable us to fight the good fight of faith over the long haul. And that's important to remember. It's a long haul. It's a lifelong committed process. Change is not easy, and it does not happen overnight and without a lot of effort. We have to tame and train our body and bring it into subjection to the Spirit and the Word of God. And that's difficult because it doesn't want to give up that domain so easily. And it puts us through all kinds of withdrawals. And if we're not strong enough to resist the temptations, then we fall back into those old patterns of behavior. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Romans 12:2, we are commanded here to be transformed, but do we understand how to renew our minds? Simply put, we must replace our natural thinking patterns with God's thinking patterns. Reading, studying, and meditating on God's Word regularly will enable us to begin to think as God does. James 1:25 tells us that we're like looking into the perfect law of liberty, as a man behold his face in a glass. So after all, essentially, we have to repent and turn from our old ways and become the new creatures in Christ that we're destined to be. And the definition of repent is a change of mind. That's it in a nutshell. It's a process of being transformed by renewing your mind, by changing your mind from the old ways of thinking. And it is very powerful indeed. And again, it is life-changing, yet revolutionary. So the phone lines are open. Call me at 646-716-5180 and share how you're taking steps to change your life, to change your mindset, to conform and line up with the Word of God every day in every areas of our lives, not just on Sunday, but how are you behaving and showing and demonstrating the Christ in you Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday? Call me and let me know. The number is 646-716-5180, and we have about 5 minutes left to the show. This is your host, Tafwe Nioni, and you're listening to In the Spirit on Blog Talk Radio. You can also visit our website at womeninthelord.net. And also, don't forget to rate this show or any of the other shows that you've listened to and leave a comment. We'd love to hear from you. Your feedback is greatly appreciated. So again, the number to call in is 646-716-5180. And I broke my glasses today, so I'm having a hard time trying to read my notes and hold my glasses because one of the arms broke off. I need to go see if I can get that fixed after the show. So sharing that bit of personal information. I do hope that you're enjoying the show. I'm relatively new at this, but I really enjoy what I do. I bless God for the opportunity to come before you to share his word as he gives it to me. I take no credit. I give him all the glory for what he's doing in my life, from what he's bringing me from and he's bringing me into. And I'm sure you have some stories that you can share and some testimonies. And if you don't have a chance to call in at 646-716-5180, you can email me your comments at go to the website at womeninthelord.net or email your comments to womeninthelord@yahoo.com. I'd love to hear from you. And hopefully we'll have a caller tonight. Again, the number is 646-716-5180. And share your thoughts about what you're doing to renew your mind in a process that you're going through. So we have about 2 minutes left on the show. And again, I want to remind you about next week's show. The guest speaker will be Ronnie Sturtevant, and he's a minister and here in the Durham, North Carolina area, as well as the founder of Campaign for Wealth. And he'll join us to discuss his strategy for creating wealth the biblical way and share with us tips for reducing and eliminating our debt. And I'm sure we can all relate to that. And if we think we know it all, there's always more to learn. And what I love about this brother's approach is that he has such revelation about scriptures that we just kind of read and have a general understanding of, but he really discerns the scriptures and breaks it down to feed your spirit, not your flesh, because there's a lot of stuff that you think you heard, but you're going to hear with different ears when you join in and listen to Ronnie Sturtevant talk to us about building wealth and eliminating debt in our lives. So we have about a minute left to the show, and I want to take the time also to thank you for listening into the show. I appreciate all those that have tuned in to any of the broadcasts. And again, I'd like to ask, though, that you rate the show and leave a comment. And because we thrive off the feedback. We always want to know what we can do to make the show better, because we're ambassadors for Christ and we're striving for perfection. So if there's anything about the show that you think can be improved or something specific you want to hear us talk about on the show, go to our website, your comment, www.womeninthelord.net, or send me an email at womeninthelord@yahoo.com. This is your host, Tafwe Nioni, signing off for In the Spirit on Blog Talk Radio. I pray that you stay in peace and be blessed, my sisters and brothers, in the Spirit.
Standing on my own, I hear his words.